This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday that resumption of trade talks between the United States and China is a very big deal, but he acknowledged there is no immediate prospect for an agreement between the world's two largest economies. The talks will go on, he says, for quite some time, telling Fox News on Sunday. He said the countries had reached agreement on 90% of a new deal by early May before talks actually broke down and what has turned out to be a seven-week stalemate. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed Saturday on the sidelines of the Group of 20 economic summit in Japan to start the renegotiations. But Kudlow assessed that the last 10% could be the toughest, with such unresolved issues as cyber attacks, Chinese demands, and of course, Kudlow assessed that the last 10% would be the toughest. Mr. Trump agreed in his meeting with Xi to ease sales of some U.S.-made components to Huawei Technologies, a policy change that some of Trump's Republican colleagues have criticized and disagree because they contend that Huawei can insert Chinese intelligence eavesdropping chips in the consumer products sold overseas. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida called it a catastrophic mistake. At least five people have been killed with dozens of people injured, according to Sudanese doctors, as protests continue over control over the African nation. Tens of thousands of protesters rallied across the country Sunday, calling for a civilian government nearly 3 months after the army forced out the long-ruling autocrat Omar al-Bashir. This is VOA News. Some U.S. Democratic leaders are not lauding President Trump's third meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after Mr. Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to actually enter North Korea Sunday, stepping across the border during the meeting at the demilitarized zone. After shaking hands with Kim, Trump walked across the military demarcation line separating the two Koreas. Kim and Trump then crossed the border back into South Korea. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump is criticizing him for saying that it was a great honor to meet with Kim.
To say it's an honor to meet such a brutal dictator, that's not what presidents should do. Something is wrong the way this president conducts foreign policy.
It is the third meeting between Kim and Trump following talks in Singapore last June and in Vietnam in February, though the DMZ summit raises hopes of revived nuclear talks. It is not clear how much progress was actually made. As a show of solidarity, there have been protests around the world, including some in the United States, to support those in Sudan fighting for their independence. VOA's Jason Patinka followed a demonstration in Chicago.
Amin El Said, a Sudanese-American student, helped organize the Chicago protest.
We're standing with our brothers and sisters in Sudan right now who are gathering for a million-man march. To once again stand up against an oppressive and brutal military regime that's been in power for over 30 years. We want the world to know that what's happening in Sudan cannot go unnoticed. People are dying. People are giving up their lives for basic human rights and basic freedoms.
Sunday marks the 30-year anniversary of a military coup in Sudan that ended democratic rule and brought dictator Omar al-Bashir to power. Bashir's regime was accused of corruption and human rights abuses, including an alleged genocide in the country's Darfur region. Bashir's military ousted him in April after mass protests, but the generals refused to hand over power to a civilian government.
Anti-government protesters in Hong Kong blocked main roads early Monday to limit access to a ceremony marking the anniversary of the city's handover to China. Senior officials from Hong Kong and mainland China are attending the annual flag raising on the 22nd anniversary of the handover July 1, 1997. Pro-democracy activists have called for a march, as they have on every anniversary. This year, the march, expected to be larger than usual because of the widespread opposition to a government proposal that would allow suspects to be extradited to mainland China to face charges. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's VOA 1. All the hits and more right here on VOA